If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave, is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Well, greetings to you today in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark, and this is day two in my week of this 7 days that I'll be doing the daily inspiration. And what I'm doing is I'm going through James chapter 1. I broke it down into seven different parts, and last time we looked at verses 1 through 4, and it talked about the trying of our faith, and it talked about having patience, letting patience have her perfect work, and going through trials, and counting it joy when we go through trials. And so if you missed that one, you may want to go back to day 10 and listen to that. But it talked there about knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, and about these trials that come to us. And so when you're in trials and you don't know what's going on, as I mentioned last time, trials can come from various different sources. They can come from the Lord, trials in our life. God doesn't tempt people with evil, but there are trials, like when he tried Abraham, and for Abraham to offer up Isaac. Different trials come to our life from the Lord, but also trials come in various ways through the world, through Satan, through our own lack of seeking after wisdom. And I think that's what it's saying here in this verse, that if we lack wisdom, maybe there's a trial that came into your life and you don't even know where it's from. Maybe you think it's from the devil, but maybe it's not. Maybe it's from a lack of wisdom that you had, and you fell into some difficulty or trial or whatever. So if any man lack wisdom, we should ask of God. And we all lack wisdom at times. And this is a good verse for whatever we lack, whether it's in a trial, or if we're lacking wisdom, knowing what to do in a trial or in a circumstance, or maybe we need insight or whatever it may be. But if we lack wisdom, we can ask of God. And it says that he gives it liberally to all men. And he doesn't scold us. That word upbraideth means like to scold, or that kind of idea. He doesn't scold us. He wants us to ask. He wants us to seek him. He wants us to get wisdom from him and through his word. Proverbs is full of wisdom, especially the first 9 chapters. Talks a lot about wisdom, and we can learn a lot by studying those chapters and the whole book of Proverbs. So if we lack wisdom, we can ask of God. He gives it to us liberally and doesn't scold us. And then it says, but let him ask in faith. When we ask things of God, we need to ask in faith. It says here, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven of the wind and tossed. Well, I don't know if you've been out on the sea, but I've been out on the sea many times in a boat fishing out in the Pacific Ocean mostly. I've been other places also, but I grew up in the Pacific Northwest, and we used to go fishing out in the ocean, out on the Pacific Ocean, also in Puget Sound there. And the waves can be pretty boisterous at times, and they come, you know, they can get big, and they also can be pretty flat at times. But this gives us a picture of that coming up and down, waves up and down, these rollers coming in, or maybe even this real turbulence of waves. And it says that we shouldn't be like that when we come to God. We shouldn't be wavering and up and down, whether we're, well, is God going to do this or won't he? And we should pray in faith, is what this is telling us. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven of the wind and tossed. And it says here, let not that man think that he's going to receive anything of the Lord. We need to be, we need to believe God and trust in him and believe his word and stand on his promises, and he will see us through. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, not just some of them, but all of his ways. If we're double-minded, we think one time, oh, God can do this, and we think another time, oh, God can't do this, and we're just double-minded, or he's not going to give us help in this situation, but we pray anyway. Maybe we just say this, you know, little prayer or whatever, and it's not really a prayer of faith. But in the book of James, it talks a lot about faith. Of course, other places in the Bible too, but we're in the book of James, and it says, it starts with faith here in chapter 1 as we were reading, but it also ends with faith. And it ends with a prayer of faith. It says here in chapter 5, verse 15, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So here it calls it effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. It's this prayer of faith. And then it gives us an example of Elias, who is a man subject to like passions like we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. And so this example of a prayer of faith, a pretty dynamic one, where Elijah prayed, and it didn't rain on the earth for 3.5 years, and then he prayed again, and it did rain. And you know, I haven't walked in that kind of faith myself, where I pray for, you know, some things like that. But that's the example God gives us, and so he sets it way up high, and we can be men and women of God who pray in faith, not wavering. We can believe God, believe his word. And here Elijah got a word from the Lord, and Elijah prayed, and he believed it. We also have a word from the Lord. We have the Bible, and that we can pray and believe his word, believe his promises, and he will come through for us. So God bless you. Thank you for listening. And Lord willing, we'll continue in this little study of the book of or the first chapter of James next time. I also wanted to mention that if you want to leave a voicemail, maybe you have a question, you want to leave a voicemail, you can do that by pressing 99. That's into our mailbox here. You can leave us a message if you have a comment or a question. Also, there's a Saturday morning Bible study that's a live, interactive Bible study where you can ask questions, you can listen, whatever, but that's the number for that is 1-857-216-6700, and the ID number is 525-819, and that's at 7:30 Eastern Time Saturday morning. So it's a Saturday morning Bible study at 7:30, and call that number. I'll repeat it again maybe next time. So God bless you. Bye.